Let me tell you a story. It was many, many years ago when I started my first job. I walked through the doors, I was super excited. In the corner of my eye, I noticed this old man. This old man is sitting quietly amongst very, very young graphic designers. I noticed over the course of the day, the designers were sending this man briefs. I started to think to myself, this just doesn't make sense. Why would this clearly very experienced gentleman be taking instructions from junior designers? As the months go by, the story starts to unravel. I realize that this old man had been in the company for more than 30 years. In a nutshell, he refused to learn any new skills or any new technologies. And this led to him staying in the same position for all those years. So this got me thinking, how the hell do I avoid that situation?
It's time for the main event of the evening.
This is Artwell, and you are listening to the Creative Rant. I don't care what you say. That is a sick intro. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining the first ever Creative Rant podcast. I've never done a podcast before, so I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm super psyched that you're joining me today. Who am I, you ask? My name is Artwell. I'm the head of creative for a tech company, and I love all things creative. I love design. I love conceptualization. I love photography. You name it, I love it, and I do it. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about elevating your creative career to the next level. You don't want to be complacent and stick around in the same job for 30 years like the example I gave you early on. So our game plan today is to look at three things that will fuel your creative career. So without further ado, let's jump straight into thing one. Thing one is about filling up your bag. You're probably wondering, what the hell is this guy talking about? A few months ago, I attended a super inspiring session with a creative leader who has influence across the globe. And what he spoke about was this idea of constantly filling up your bag. Now, this bag is an imaginary bag that he always keeps in the back of his mind, and he always fills it with a lot of knowledge. And that might mean reading an article, that could be just, you know, sitting in a session and learning a completely new skill, or sometimes as hardcore as getting a new degree. But what I found fascinating about this analogy is that he spoke about whenever a new opportunity arose, he'd open up that bag, dig inside there, take whatever skill is needed, and make sure that he uplifts his career. And that constantly kept him on top of the game. Without knowing it, I've been doing the exact same thing. Every chance I get to learn something new, I do it. I taught myself photography. I taught myself how to code. I taught myself how to design. In fact, right now, I'm finishing off my third qualification. All the time when I get a chance, I'm constantly learning. And I think that's what differentiates me from a lot of people. Now, you want to do the same thing. You want to make sure that your career is one step ahead of all your counterparts so that you don't just stay in the same place for many years. Now, on that note, I'd love to introduce you to the founder of Callback Dreams.
Good morning. My name is Joby Bakama. I'm a producer, director, creative. I direct commercials, TV shows. I do music specials, music videos. I do branded content and unscripted docuseries.
Now, as young creatives, we feel like we're perfectly equipped for the rest of our careers with just that one skill set that we have. But then the day will come when you want to start your own business and you'll come across some really odd things that you need to learn. For example,
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned over time is just in mastering cash flow. Because without that, that is the lifeline of your creative business.
Now, for those creatives who have mastered that one thing, this is a painful exercise. Why would I learn something new when I've mastered this one thing? Well, that one thing is going to keep you in that one job. It's going to stop you from doing great things, like starting a business of your own. So come on, add stuff to your bag so you can grow a little bit more. Now, as your career starts to grow from all this knowledge that you're learning, you should also keep in mind that you yourself need to start sharing that knowledge with other people. In other words, you need to fill other people's bags too.
My way of promoting and helping other creatives is I constantly will share other classes or other masterclasses with them. I will also recommend them for gigs or send them gigs. So I even have another group of young people that I do mentor. It's called the Director's Chair. And in that group, it's just like, I don't know how many people, I know, I think about 20 kids or so. I constantly, if I see job posts that they could apply for, I post it in there for them.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
That's Tom. He's an idiot. I don't really have a sponsor. Sorry.
So where was I? Yes, I was talking about filling up the bag. Now, if you look into your organization and you look at the most successful creatives, the one thing that you'll notice is that they're not skilled in just one thing. They understand a whole lot of things. You'll see creatives who understand data. You'll see creatives who understand business, people who understand finance. They're really about understanding the full picture because creative doesn't stand alone by itself whenever you create projects. Creative sits amongst a lot of other things. And that's why those people are valuable. And that's why those people are able to grow in businesses. And that's why they're able to start their own businesses. And that's why it's important to always keep your bag full. And now we're going to talk about the next thing that can help you grow your career. I'm not talking about something that you need to learn or educate yourself on, but this is more so around who you keep in your circle. By that, I'm talking about what network do you have? How do you grow that network? And how important is your network? Meet our next guest, Brawili.
I'm the founder of a digital performance marketing agency called Initiate.
Now, Brawili doesn't just have any digital agency. He has a really unique goal.
I'm committed to putting Africa on the digital map through collating and analysis of digital data about the continent and converting this into usable insights. That's what I do.
Now, a business owner like Brawili needs to always work with creatives, and he's always on the lookout for really smart and intelligent people to do great work. But how does he find them? They need to be findable. And that's why building a network is super important.
The watch phrase for me is be noticed. Be noticed. And the best way to be noticed is through your work. The greatest benefit of this era is that we have the internet, which as a creative, if you use well, you will be noticed. We are in the era of discovery marketing, as other people call it.
Which is 100% correct. For the first time in creative history, is it possible for somebody to find you from across the world and give you an awesome opportunity with a click of a button?
You, in your own right, you are a brand. Treat yourself as such. That is one of the best ways to build networks, because if people don't notice you, because you don't put yourself out there, you don't showcase what you do, you don't talk about it, you're too modest about the work that you do, which then means that you really have to put in the effort.
So what about the opposite? What about creatives finding other people who are doing great work?
Look out for people who are within this industry who are doing great work. Actively engage them on their work, give them feedback, give them comments if there are any comments, but constructive comments, obviously, because they will then notice you. If you take interest in people, they are most likely going to take interest in you.
So another thing that I think is super important to note, it's not just getting anybody in your network, it's about getting the right person in your network. So when you go on your quest to build up your network, think about people who can mentor you. Think about people who can give you knowledge, i.e. fill up your bag like I mentioned earlier on. Think about people who can uplift you. Think about people who are just right for you for your specific mindset. These are people you can bounce ideas off, people you can share things with, and people who then make sure that you grow with them.
As a person who's employed within this industry, it is just as important, if not even more so, who you know. As a result, the networks that you build within this industry with people higher up and laterally are important, because they will determine how far you go in this industry, in your career. Bear that in mind.
And now, the random fact of the day.
Did you know that creative people have a longer lifespan than people who aren't creative? And this is because their longevity is attributed to the way that they deal with stress. They generally see obstacles as something to overcome.
And so concludes our random fact for the day.
So we've covered filling your bag. We've also covered networking. Now, the third one is a really important one to me. And it's also one that I'm probably going to get challenged the most. This one is really about assessing where you are right now in your job and making hardcore decisions and deciding, am I staying or am I going? A lot of people stay because they are comfortable. A lot of people stay because they think they have no other choices. But I can tell you right now, if you've been in the same position for the past 4 years, you're in trouble. If you've been in the same role and you've never moved up, or at least laterally, there is a problem right there. You cannot be a copywriter mid-level for 4 years. There has to be some movement somehow or somewhere. And when you feel like I have paid my dues as a mid-level whatever, it is time for you to start, one, having a conversation with your boss or looking elsewhere. Now, throughout my whole career, I make sure that I do a reassessment process every 3 years. This is super important and super key to making sure that I'm constantly in a growth mode. Now, you'll notice whenever you speak to me, I'm constantly talking about growth mode. Growth mode is important for me. If I am not in a growth mode, I'm in a dying mode. Now, I'm not recommending that you quit your job every 3 years. But what I'm recommending is that you have an assessment and you have some discussions with whoever is above you. And I can tell you right now, most leaders will appreciate the fact that you have a growth plan. And if they can't promote you at that point in time, what they'll do is they'll give you tips for you to be able to get promoted in the next cycle. And that's more important than just sitting around and not having anything to go by. So make sure that every 3 years you are in that growth mode and you're constantly keeping that top of mind. But remember, you also need to qualify to get promoted. And the only way you can qualify to get promoted is if you've been pumping yourself with extra knowledge throughout the 3 years that you've been working, i.e. you've been filling up that bag. So when you speak to your boss and you say, look, in the past 3 years, I've done X, Y, Z work and have also uplifted my own knowledge base, I feel then I qualify to move up to the next level. And if you don't, they'll give you the tips to make sure that you go up. But don't just sit in the same level and expect that your boss will automatically just pump you right up. Now, if you've got a really hard-headed boss who doesn't want to hear you out and there is no opportunity for you to grow, then you need to make that hardcore decision. It's time for you to pack up and go. But now when you're searching for work, make sure that you know your worth. Look for work that is at the level that you want to go to. Don't look for work that is parallel to where you are right now. I always say, if you're going to leave a job, make sure you're leaving it for something really, really good. Again, you don't want to apply for the same kind of job in another company and spend 4 years trying to prove yourself again so you can move into the next level. It's not about finding another job. It's all about upward mobility. And for the leaders out there, why not try something unique with your creative staff, just like Joby's doing?
I'm always on the lookout for opportunities for them. And if one does pop up, I heavily recommend them. I send it to them. I will call a creative up and be like, boom, I just saw this thing. It's perfect for you, this role. I know the guy that's hiring. Let me talk to him. That's the kind of thing I'll do.
You see, now that's forward-thinking leadership. Either way, the chances of you getting a boss like this is pretty slim. So it's all in your hands. You need to make sure that you self-assess and make that move for yourself. In closing, there are 3 things that you need to do to make sure that your creative career is constantly growing. The first one, fill up your bag. Always make sure that you're constantly learning something new and fill up that bag with some really good knowledge cookies. The second one, make sure that you've got a network that is worthy of helping you grow to the place that you want to go to. Remember, it's important who you know. And the third one, make sure that you're honest with yourself about where you are in your current position at your work. If you need to leave, leave. If you need to go, go. But whatever you do, make sure you have a conversation with your boss first. Who knows? They might just be ready to take you to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Artwell, and you've been listening to The Creative Rant. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And make sure that you follow us on social media.
Oh my gosh.